This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Ernakulam, Keralam, he will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, lay the foundation stone and flag off multiple development projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees. He will then proceed to Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu, where he will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for projects valued at about 5,650 crore rupees. These projects cover key sectors including petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, lubricants manufacturing, rural connectivity, highway development and railway services. As part of the program, Mr. Modi will also flag off 5 new train services from Tiruchirappalli through video conferencing. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.7 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery. The Cabinet has approved changes to guidelines on investments from countries sharing a land border with India to attract greater foreign investment from global funds into startups and deep tech sectors. Mr. Vaishnaw said, Cabinet has also given nod to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. In the upcoming West Bengal Assembly elections, all valid voters will be able to exercise franchise, but not a single illegal voter's name will be included in the voter list. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has stated this while addressing a press conference in Kolkata yesterday. After a two-day visit to the state by the full bench of the Election Commission, the Chief Election Commissioner said to the reporters that under the Representation of the People Act of 1950, the SIR process has been carried out.
The democracy runs very deep in West Bengal. Consistently, the voting percentages have been very high. The total electors in West Bengal are equal to France, Australia and Uruguay. The size of West Bengal is so large.
India has assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. The Ministry of Civil Aviation says it is closely monitoring developments in West Asia and their impact on air travel between India and the region. On Monday, 45 inbound flights operated by Indian carriers arrived from West Asia carrying 7,407 passengers. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation is coordinating with authorities to provide additional arrival and departure slots and allow the use of Muscat International Airport as an en route alternate. This applies to flights to and from Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Ras Al Khaimah, Al Ain, Fujairah, Jeddah and Medina. The conflict between the United States, Israeli coalition and Iran has entered its 12th day. U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. military has destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels following reports of Iranian activity in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. In a social media post, he added that more action will follow. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi, however, said his country will continue fighting for as long as necessary. Pentagon informed that around 140 troops have sustained injuries since the start of the operation against Iran. Meanwhile, shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has been severely disrupted with tanker traffic down by more than 80%. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said solar irrigation can transform India's agriculture and energy sectors. Speaking at the 4th National Agro RE Summit in New Delhi yesterday, he noted that over the past decade, India's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil sources has grown from 81 gigawatts to nearly 275 gigawatts. Mr. Joshi added that under the PM Kusum scheme, more than 10 lakh standalone solar agricultural pumps have been installed and over 13 lakh grid-connected agricultural pumps have been solarized across the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.